Farage investigates, Brexit leader uncovers hotel refusing Brits while housing 147 migrants. By Kurt Zindulka on July 31, 2020. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage released an expose film on Wednesday, visiting a hotel in England that has shut its doors to the British public while it houses migrants attempting to receive asylum status in the UK. Mr. Farage continued his journalistic endeavours to uncover the scale of the illegal migration epidemic in the United Kingdom, travelling to a hotel in Bromsgrove in the West Midlands, which he reported was housing 147 migrants, while refusing to take bookings from staycationing Britons. In the film, Mr. Farage was told by staff at the hotel, who admitted to working for the labour contracting company Serco, which provides asylum services for the government, that he was not allowed to film in the hotel and was forced to leave. Responding to the discovery, Farage warned that if the asylum claims from the migrants staying in the hotel are rejected, they will still stay in the country. Picking fruit, working in the rag trade in Leicester or whatever it is. They will move into the illegal slave economy in this country. Mr. Farage said that the Conservative government under Prime Minister Boris Johnson is doing nothing about it. There is a big sign on the White Cliffs of Dover, saying everybody welcome. It's costing us a fortune, he said, adding that the government has no idea who the migrants are who entered the country, warning that some migrants may ascribe to the Islamist ideology of ISIS. We have seen failed asylum seekers committing horrible acts in our country before. We should not be doing this, he declared. Each asylum seeker in the UK receives a weekly stipend from the government of at least £35.39, as well as government-provided accommodation and access to National Health Service, NHS, healthcare and taxpayer-funded education for children between the ages of 5 and 17. The National Audit Office, NAO, report on asylum accommodation and support released on July 3 stated that there are currently some 48,000 asylum seekers receiving support from the government as of March 2020, more than doubling the total recorded in 2012. The report expects the cost of housing and supporting the asylum seekers to be some £4 billion between 2019 and 2020. However, Mr. Farage said that he believes this is a vast underestimate, warning that the British taxpayer will be on the hook for much more in aid. The number of asylum seekers in the country is likely to be higher in reality as well, in light of the increased waves of illegal boat migration from France, with migrants sailing small rubber dinghies across the English Channel at an increased pace. The cost of this program by the British government has also come with a human toll. In June, a Sudanese migrant went on a stabbing spree inside his Glasgow hotel accommodation, injuring six people, including a police officer, David White, who was critically injured. The migrant, Badreddin Abdullah Adam, had reportedly complained about the hotel accommodation provided to him, reportedly telling friends that the meals that he received for free, which sometimes consisted of spaghetti and macaroni and cheese, were inadequate for his tastes. Police shot Abdullah Adam dead during his stabbing spree. However, the damage he inflicted and the restrictions on public gatherings during the Chinese coronavirus did not stop hundreds from illegally attending his funeral earlier this month. Mr. Farage has taken it upon himself to document the growing problem of illegal migration in the Channel, claiming that the mainstream media is wrong to overlook the issue and that they are out of touch with the British public. In May, the arch-Brexiteer filmed an absolutely packed and massively overcrowded small rubber boat in the middle of the English Channel. In his report, Mr. Farage accused the French Navy of actively escorting illegal migrant boats into British territorial waters, before handing them over to UK border force. This claim was backed up by reporting from Breitbart London's Oliver Lane, who revealed that the French Navy's own transponder data showed the French not only handed over migrants in Mr. Farage's film but had performed a similar migrant boat handover the week prior. So far this year, there have been over 3,285 migrants recorded to have reached British shores by illegally crossing the Channel, with an estimated 14 more boats arriving near Dover on Thursday morning, according to the Daily Mail. Several of the migrants were pictured taking selfies as they sunned themselves on the beach after their arrival. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindulka.